Our colleagues at Slate decided to take a look at one of the mysteries, one of the many mysteries of baseball, the speed of a fastball. Although radar guns have only been around for the past few decades, evidence suggests that the top speed at which the best pitchers throw has remained about the same for quite a bit longer. And to help us understand why, we turn to Slate contributor Noam Scheiber. Welcome, Mr. Scheiber.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
How far back did you go in your research?
Well, the problem with doing historical research in baseball is that if you go more than a couple of decades back, it turns into sort of folklore rather than rigorous scientific evidence. But you can go pretty far back to the late 19th century when pitchers first began throwing overhand. And the consensus seemed to be that even back then, there were a couple of guys who could get it up into the upper 90s.
I wonder how they figured out how to measure it if you didn't have a radar gun back then.
Well, there were all sorts of guerrilla techniques for measuring the speed of a fastball. One of the commonly used techniques, whose scientific accuracy is probably a little bit dubious, was to send a motorcycle, at least from the point at which they had motorcycles onward, past the pitcher at the exact moment of release.
Wow.
And then you would back out the speed of the pitch based on, you know, the distance by which the pitch beat the motorcycle.
That's a pretty good idea.
Across 60 feet.
Yeah. Well, help us understand, what does it take for a person to throw a baseball, let's say, 90 miles an hour?
Well, a lot of it is just in mechanics, and it's a sequence of motions that has to basically be optimal. You rock back on your back leg, and then you sort of lunge forward with that. At that point, you twist your pelvis and your trunk, all of which generates momentum. And that momentum ultimately ends up in your arm, and then you add to it by rotating your shoulder and your elbow and your wrist. The key is you don't want to lose energy at any stage in that link.
What is the theoretical limit for a fastball?
Well, I'm not sure that anyone's actually developed a precise mathematical theoretical limit, but we know basically that your ligaments and tendons in your arm can only take so much force. And biomechanical engineers and physiologists have used cadavers to try to figure out basically what the limits are to the amount of force that your shoulder and your elbow can take. And in a normal man, that seems to be about 80 Newton meters, Newton meters being a unit of rotational force or torque. So it may be that a person who's 6'4", their arm can take slightly more force, but we're pretty close to the outer limit when an elite pitcher throws right around 100 miles an hour.
So if you develop your muscles, you could possibly overpower your structure and break something.
Exactly. There comes to be a point when building up muscles in your legs or in your upper body or even your arm does you very little good because the tendons and ligaments in your arm can only support so much force. And after that, they just start to snap.
Roger Clemens, the future Hall of Fame pitcher, is well known. He's pitching into his 40s now, well known for his physical conditioning and musculature. He works out quite a bit. But I'm just guessing here that would help him prevent injury as much as it would add power.
Exactly. What you basically want to do is, where possible, put the stress on your muscles rather than on your tendons and ligaments. And what having strong muscles does is basically preserve your tendons and ligaments. And where pitchers start to go wrong and start to get into dangerous territory is their muscles aren't strong enough to support the force that they need to support. The whole name of the game is to try to spare your ligaments and tendons where you can, and you do that by being in good shape.
Noam Scheiber is a senior editor at the New Republic, and you'll find his article on the limits of the fastball at slate.com. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Thanks so much.